This podcast is sponsored by Plume. Deployed in more than 20 million homes globally, Plume helps service providers increase ARPU and reduce OPEX by reforming the bundle around next-generation smart home Wi-Fi experiences that subscribers love. Learn more at plume.com. Welcome to the Light Reading Podcast, the sponsored edition. I'm Phil Harvey. I'm an editor here at Light Reading. And yes, indeed, we are talking to the sponsor of our April podcast is Plume. I do want to remind everybody, please do subscribe to the Light Reading Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, in case you're hearing this from our website. You can get it sent directly to your smartphone or your podcast listening device of choice. The reason that that is all possible is because we have sponsors like Plume who take it upon themselves to sponsor our content for an entire month. So we don't interrupt anything that we do with lots of commercials. We don't ask you to buy toothpaste and use purchase codes and all that kind of annoying stuff that podcasting usually does. So we just bring you good industry interviews, hopefully some insightful information, and that's what we'll be doing here today as well. My guest for the podcast is Tyson Marion. He is the Chief Commercial Officer of Plume. We have a really interesting new development to talk about in the world of Plume. Tyson, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Phil. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here because we have this new thing called WorkPass, and this is an entire new category for Plume. So let's start with the who, what, when, where, and why. Let's talk about WorkPass. Give us an overview of what it is, who it's for. That'll kind of lead us into some other questions.
So WorkPass is, you know, I don't know how much of the folks listening know about Plume, but Plume has been offering what we call a customer experience management platform, really to the, what we call TMT or technology, media, and telecom industry now for the better part of 5 years. I've picked up a little bit over a couple hundred customers, all from the likes of Liberty Global, Comcast, some really favorite customers of mine like C Spire or Armstrong. So big and small and global. We've been offering this because we saw an opportunity to really help the service provider deliver on the promise of not only Wi-Fi, but really building out a new smart home experience within the home is kind of where we cut our teeth. And it's a digitally focused smart home. There's a few suites that we offer our customers. One is HomePass, really purpose-built for the residential suite. And that's, you know, everything from our adaptive Wi-Fi to improve the quality of experience inside the home to cybersecurity, parental control, something we call sensorless motion. And then Haystack is a suite of back-end tools for the service provider to really get crystal clear visibility into the home and provide better customer care, bespoke customer care, which really helps with churn reduction and things of that nature. We really found an opportunity to take basically the same technology that we've been using in the residential space and bring it to the small business and purpose built for the small business. So if you think about the small business, they have the same kind of needs that the residential space has. They need great Wi-Fi to ensure productivity inside their business, not only for the employees, but for all of the patrons that are coming in. WorkPass is really that. It's a suite of services that includes an app for the small business owner to command and control their workspace. And then also all of the things for the patrons, a captive portal and things, make it really easy for them to get on and enjoy Wi-Fi in their favorite place of business. So in a nutshell, that's sort of what it is. I think the most important thing here is it is absolutely purpose-built for the small business in mind.
What I think a lot of people liked about Plume's approach to the home network, you unlock and you help service providers and your partners unlock a suite of services that every person who's been in charge of their own Wi-Fi network has been, you know, craving for years. You know, things like parental control, things like being able to look and see what device is doing what's connected to your network, how much bandwidth it's using, all those sorts of things. The same exact sets of issues apply in a small business, but you have that added dimension of people coming and going all the time using that Wi-Fi connection doing various things, and how do you make sure that they're connected, but also make sure that they're not taking down your network and causing you a problem in your business, because presumably you're running everything else on your same network, your same business. I'm leading to a question here. I'm not just blathering. Is there a particular thing about small business networks that Plume kind of focused on in order, you know, like maybe a particular pain point that they were having that you're helping resolve with this work pass?
In terms of the pain points, I think what's really interesting about the small businesses, we went out and we ran some of our own services or surveys, but there were a number of folks that we actually worked with, the analysts and stuff, and what they sort of found and what we also matched is that about 40 to 50% of businesses say that they're going to spend more money on Wi-Fi management inside their small business.
Yeah.
The big question is, well, why? And I think there were two sort of shining things that we saw in it. One was that all the small businesses, and this is not a surprise, they're moving to more digitally focused payments. So they have point of sale systems inside their small business that rely on good connectivity. They also have introduced, all the small businesses want to create a space where you want to be, whether you're an employer or a patron. Right. And so there's things like Sonos, there's things like, IPTVs inside these small businesses, and they want to ensure that they can provide a fantastic customer experience for not only their employees, but their patrons. We saw that as opportunity. I think what was really important that we saw is that their options as a small business for providing a good quality of experience were very limited. You sort of had, we called it the barbell effect. There was either you had the option to go to Best Buy, try and figure out as a small business owner what device I should actually buy to put into my small business to get that quality experience. Or you had this a lot of kind of large enterprise options that were coming into the small business. I like to call those enterprise hacks. If you take basically a diesel truck and you pull it in when you needed a Prius to be in there.
Right.
And so we saw sort of that barbell effect for the small businesses. And there was really nobody truly thinking about their needs. When you go to Best Buy, you don't really get any data or analytics about did your employee come into the office? What are your employees doing while they're there? Are they actually working or are they hanging out on Facebook? What can you do about that? You had no visibility into that. And from an enterprise perspective, the cost is tremendous. And there really aren't any tools, again, built for the small business owner to manage their business more efficiently. So Plume came in and saw that opportunity to really sit in between those two things and give the small business owner that perfect connectivity inside their business to ensure that everything's running appropriately in this digitally focused world. But then also at the same time, give them tools that allow them to do things like, you know what? My employees are on Facebook, I'll just go ahead and shut those off. I have Sonos speakers and I don't really want my patrons changing the music, but I'm okay with my employees changing it. However, I don't want my employee to be able to access my accounting management. Those are the kind of things that were never available to them that Plume said, look, we can absolutely do this. And again, a lot of parallels between residential instead of parental controls. You can think of something we call Key Card, which is one of the modules inside our WorkPass suite. Key Card is like parental controls for your employees kind of thing. That's sort of what we saw is that big gap in between the barbells of the Best Buy option or the major enterprise option that you probably didn't need and couldn't afford as a small business owner.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense too. I like the Sonos example because you're right. In small businesses, one way they're making a difference is by not just playing music in the background, but really kind of caring about how the music sounds and what it's being played on and what's being played and that sort of thing. It just adds that little bit of extra, ambiance and signal to the customer that they're paying attention. And if they also have some savvy tools that allow you to hop on the network easily, manage your Wi-Fi experience, maybe unlock a thing or two that has to do with their business in terms of, network permission. I think that all kind of adds up to this is a place I want to come to more often, or this is a place I want to make sure I patronize as a customer more often during the week. So it makes a lot of sense.
Look, the small business, not too dissimilar than the residential locations that are putting many more devices into their small business. So it's the Sonos speakers. what we also saw were a lot of these Wi-Fi connected cameras, and we saw a lot of Wi-Fi thermostats. You know, those things are of critical importance. So obviously you want to make the patron experience really good, but there's the whole peace of mind side of this as well. When connectivity isn't working very well, those cameras don't work so well either. So you, as the small business owner, you want peace of mind. You want to be able to ensure, yep, the business is safe. And so that element of it is pretty important, that we're seeing more devices going to a small business. And it's not just the coffee shop. Think of like a spinning studio that has, you know, a bunch of connected bikes in it, right? And a bunch of, you know, connected air conditioners. Those things need to be connected.
Yeah, there's a lot of, in the creative space too, the creative industries, there, you know, like photography and things like that, there's a lot of like daytime studio rentals and things like that, where people are using some really expensive assets, but they're only using it and they're connecting to it temporarily, and then they're shutting it off and leaving. You know, they don't own those things. So, and there's dozens of examples of where consumers can participate more in what a small business is offering. And the smarter and the easier that you make that experience, the better for them. I do have a question, though, about your customer set. So obviously, CSPs, communication service providers, are a huge customer and also partner of Plume's. Does this WorkPass fit into what they're doing already, if they have already established they're providing Wi-Fi connectivity? Let's say they're providing basic Wi-Fi to, let's say, a spinning studio or something like that. And then WorkPass comes along, Plume comes along and says, hey, this set of tools is amazing. You should put this in here. How does that integrate well with what they're already doing? Or do they, you know, are you requiring a lot from them to turn this on?
So when we think of small business, we sort of think of 20s, call it some 20-ish people and less inside that location. Now you can have many more. You can have many more patrons come in. That's sort of how we think about it. So it's the coffee shop. It's the spinning studio. But think of the large franchises as well. I always like to say H&R Block has hundreds of offices around the country, and they only have like 15 people in each of those offices. So this is perfect for that. In terms of the service provider's ability to turn on WorkPass, if they're already using our platform, that's the key, is that Plume is a platform. So these suites I mentioned, like HomePass and Haystack and WorkPass, they all live on the Plume cloud. And the Plume platform, basically, you can use, if you're a Plume customer, you can use your existing hardware to go ahead and turn on WorkPass. Everything's built from the cloud. So there's really nothing that our customers have to do differently. They basically have to get out there and sell to the small business. And what's really great about this, we've seen the commercial side of things for the service provider really become a big part of their strategy. I think Comcast probably did it first and has done it really well. They built about, I think it's about a $9 or $10 billion business over the last decade in selling to the small business. That's $10 billion or somewhere around that over a decade. That's a big number. If we look across the pond at Liberty Global, Liberty Global just eclipsed $2 billion in terms of their revenue that they generate from the small business. And if we go up north to Bell, Canada, and these are all, they're a little bit over $300 million in building out their business. So this is like the next leg of the stool for the service provider. You can leverage the Plume platform to do it. All you have to do is literally turn it off. You don't need extra hardware or different hardware. You can mix and match hardware so long as it's compatible with the Plume system, with the Plume platform, and has what we call OpenSync, which is the middle layer on it. You can get going. There's nothing really that you have to do. So it's very seamless.
Oh, that's excellent. So a question, I mean, it's unavoidable. We have to ask a question about the pandemic. It's what we've all lived through for the last year. It's what we're in now still. So small businesses obviously have been hit hard during the pandemic. Small business offices were pretty much vacated during that. But right now, thanks to vaccinations, thanks to governments opening things up, and the recovery is just starting, and you know, restrictions are easing in different parts of the world, and some of the lockdowns are easing as well. Can WorkPass help these businesses recover as these restrictions ease and they go back to their, you know, small business offices?
It can. You're right. The pandemic, as it relates to WorkPass, there's a couple of interesting points here in parallels to the pandemic. One is, I'm actually sitting at a small business right now having this conversation with you. And the reason is because I can't stand to be at home for hours and hours and hours a day. So I actually get out and I go to a small business. And what's interesting is I've literally turned this small business into my office. They're very happy to have me here because I come in just about every day. I order food from them. I order drinks, you know, coffee from them and orange juice and lunch. I mean, Plum believes that this sort of accelerated this new state where, if you think about historically, we would go into the office, you know, Monday through Thursday, and maybe like Friday we would do a work from home day. We are actually seeing it flip, and people will work from home, we believe, 4 days a week, and they'll go into the office one day a week to meet with their peers and have conference table discussions about things. That's what we believe is the new future, and we believe there are a lot of market reasons why that will stay. One is because it's been proven now through this pandemic that people can be as productive, if not more productive, working from home. The second reason is now you can get the talent you need if you're in South Dakota or if you're somewhere, right, somewhere else where there isn't a certain type of talent. It doesn't matter anymore. You can get that talent from anywhere. People become open to it. So I think more people will go into small businesses, use those as almost their offices is sort of one thing that we've seen. I think the second thing is people just, they're not traveling as much. They don't get out as much. But what they do is they go spend money at their local businesses now. Let's go to dinner. Let's just get out of the house. Let's go. So I've seen, I'm actually in Phoenix, Arizona. You go into a restaurant here, it's like COVID doesn't exist. And it's because people just want to get out of their house. They want to be, they miss being in a community with their peers and stuff. So we've seen that. The second thing I would say is, you know, Plum knows that this has hit a lot of small businesses really hard. We do have a small direct-to-consumer offering. People can come to our website and buy Plum. If you're a small business and you buy and you want to buy Plum, you can come to the website. Buy Plum will give you what we call Super Pods, which is a device that we design, and we'll go ahead and give you 3 Super Pods for free. So if you're a small business and you want WordPress.
That's great. That's a great deal. You're spot on about how people are, you know, seeing small businesses as an, you know, especially restaurants, coffee shops, things like that, shared offices as like an extension of not just their home office, but maybe even their living room too, as we've all been, you know, changed our work habits and stuff like that. One last question, I'll let you go and get back to life in the springtime because finally it's warmer and we can get out and move about a little bit easier too. Plum, we reported this and so did a bunch of other outlets. Plum picked up an enormous amount of funding, $270 million, pushing the valuation of the company past $1 billion. Well past $1 billion earlier this year. What's next for Plum since you've had this funding announcement? You're obviously taking on this new dimension to where the technology can help with providing, you know, smarter, better connectivity. What's on the to-do list now?
One of the reasons I think our service providers, if you talk to any of them, one of the things they love about us is that we are constantly releasing new features and upgrades to the product. So we're releasing new features on a quarterly basis. The nice thing about Plum is we don't charge our customers more money for these things. We think it's important to continue innovating for them. They're not just incremental. These are big differences for their user experience. So we're going to continue innovating and building new stuff for our customers and delivering that on a quarterly basis. The other thing is we're expanding. So our go-to-market strategy has, we have sort of a blueprint we like to use, and we're expanding that across the entire world. So you'll see more of Plum in more places of the world, doesn't matter where it is. And then, you know, for instance, this WorkPass. WorkPass is us really getting into the commercial vertical. Now on a small business level, we're not planning to go enterprise or anything like that, but we expanded our reach into the small business. I think the other thing that you'll probably see from us, and we're getting a lot of calls about this, are these large work from home groups. So if you think about large companies, United Airlines, Johnson & Johnson, John Deere, any of these folks, Citibank, they have figured out that their employees can be just as productive at home. They have thousands of them. And so I think you'll probably start to see some things around a work from home initiative from Plum. The reason we can do this is we're a software-defined network. So think of going into your home and having a bifurcated network, that for your recreational side, that for your business side daily, and that during the day, you can do things like prioritize your Zoom calls or your Zencastr calls, your G Suite calls, and ultimately really put a firewall, if you will, between that recreational network and that business network to ensure that everything works appropriately for you as the employee working from home. So I think work from home is something you'll see. We're working on some health initiatives as well, some digital health initiatives. And I just think you'll generally see us expand. So okay. Really excited. We're pretty humble here. We have had some great success, but we've got a long way to go. And the team is fantastic. And they're committed to do this. We're trying to do something extraordinary here. We're, you know, really focused on helping our service providers deliver on that promise of providing the best quality of experience for their end users. So that's what we're going to continue to do.
Fantastic. All right. We will take you at your word and we will continue tracking Plume. They talk about on their website, plume.com, that they're welcoming people to the next generation of Wi-Fi. So go check that out and find out what exactly they mean. On the site also, right on the front page, it talks about WorkPass and how that is being delivered. Tyson Marion, Chief Commercial Officer of Plume, thanks so much for being on the podcast now. And thank you to Plume for sponsoring it for the month of April for a light reading. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
This podcast is sponsored by Plume. Deployed in more than 20 million homes globally, Plume helps service providers increase ARPU and reduce OPEX by reforming the bundle around next-generation smart home Wi-Fi experiences that subscribers love. Learn more at plume.com.